You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, boys. My fiancé is a very romantic guy, and I know a lot of women would love it if their husbands or boyfriends were romantic. Let's jump in here for a second. Yes, that is true. Monique, you are right, because we hear from people all the time that my partner, my significant other, has not a single romantic bone in their body. And so, yeah,
That's difficult, if that's your thing. Yeah, yeah.
Back to her letter. She says, but when he proposed, he said he would do something romantic every day.
Bleah.
What was that?
Bleah.
She writes, well, it's been 2 months, and so far he hasn't missed a day.
Bleah.
It's either flowers or buying me something or having a glass of wine ready when I get home. Yesterday I got home late from work and he had a hot bath waiting for me with candles around the tub.
Aw, that's cute.
She says, so I have two questions. One, how long can someone really do something romantic every day? And two, am I a horrible person because I'm starting to actually get tired of it?
No, you're not.
Please don't use my name.
All right, Monique. At some point, it's just not going to be special anymore, really. It's not special anymore if you're getting that kind of treatment every day. You're like, ugh,
now,
just leave me alone.
Devil's advocate to that, because I hear what you're saying. It could continue to be special if it varies dramatically, not just in the version of being romantic, but in the level of being romantic.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, this poor guy's going to have to come up with different ideas and scenarios every day.
But that's what I'm saying. The levels can vary quite a bit. So he's got the hot, what'd she say here? A hot bath waiting for me with candles around the tub. Okay, that's up there.
It's pretty high.
But it could also be a little note just left on the driver's seat of her car that when she gets in the morning, it's just a little note that says, I'll be thinking about you all day.
We used to do that.
We used to do that. Yeah. So if you vary it a lot, I mean, every single day, coming
there's
home
only so
with
much
the
varying you can do
up to the bathtub.
Still going to run out of ideas and you're going to be like, oh, flowers again. Thank you. Or it's just going to start to fizzle out. I mean, now it's a romantic bath with rose petals and candles. The next time it'll just be the bath is full. And then the next time it'll just be like, I laid a towel out for you. You can go have a bath. It's going
to
dwindle.
I went to the store. I got some Calgon for you. It's up on the counter.
It's going
to
dwindle. And, you know, it's kind of cheesy at some point.
Now, when she says, am I horrible because I'm starting to actually get tired of it? So the thought there is that, let me try to explain this. Let me find my words for this. What you're doing in that situation is you're kind of putting the other person on the spot. And don't get me wrong, I am all for doing romantic gestures for your significant other. I love it. It's great. Hey, this is the season of love, right? We're coming up on Valentine's Day. So I like all of that. However, you've got to be aware that when you do something of that magnitude for someone, you're in a way putting them in a position where they must not necessarily reciprocate, but express gratitude and do it in a sincere way. So if every day Monique's boyfriend or fiance is doing something, he's putting her in a position where she has got to show complete gratitude. In other words, he's making her work a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes, and he's going to make her feel bad eventually because she is not reciprocating and she's not doing this for him every day. So she's going to feel guilty that she's not putting that much effort into the relationship as much as he is. And really, at some point, this just becomes all about him instead of her.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
It's going to boil down to him and all these great ideas that he's doing.
You're right.
Everything he's doing for her, and he's bragging about it to his friends, her friends. You know, it just becomes the spotlight's on him for what the next thing he's going to do, you know?
Listener Jen just sent us a text, and she goes, hey, boys, how exhausting that would get. And she says, annoying.
Yes.
Real quick.
Real quick, Jen. You're right. I would hate having to come up with the ideas all the time. I really would. And it doesn't, you know, why don't we just show love without these stereotypical running the bath and the rose petals and flowers and candy and just make sure her car is clean. Just go wash her car, man. That's a nice, easy way just to say I love you. Or make sure you're driving around in a clean car.
So our lines are now open. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. As you can hear, people are already texting in. Diane just said maybe it should go to a once-a-month surprise.
Oh, I like that.
Nothing wrong with that.
12 times a year, show your
12
love.
12 times a year, I'm going to express my love. It'll be a Valentine's Day, one day
Diane,
each month.
Nailed it.
Your thoughts, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
I love Brad. This guy's ruining it for everybody else. He put, bruh. This guy has set himself up for failure in the future when the daily gifts stop, and he's screwed the rest of us because all the wives listening are now going to give us crap for not doing anything like this. Thanks a lot, dude.
Thanks a lot, dude.
Thank you, Brad. That's pretty
but, you know,
funny.
It works both ways.
Or it's eye-opening.
Kimberly, what the heck are you doing today?
Oh, I'm celebrating my 27-year anniversary.
Hey, look at
wow.
that.
Are you doing something romantic for your partner?
Yeah, just going to dinner today. We've got other plans for later, but, you know, we've got 5 kids, so.
That's all right. You're carving out some time for each other. That's nice.
Yeah. Where are you going to dinner? I got to know.
You know, I'm not sure yet. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Try to class it up and go to, like, Outback or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
get the blooming onion.
Yeah, I love the blooming onion.
Oh, who doesn't, right? Oozes on, that right? Oozes class, Kimberly.
So, what's your thought about Monique's situation? She says the question she asks is am I horrible because I'm starting to get tired of it?
No, she's not horrible, but I think that they're going about it the wrong way. One of the things that we learned when we were in therapy together, my husband and I, working on things, was that we have a list called the top 10 things we wish the other person was doing. And it's not a negative thing. It's these are the things you can do to show me love. Like for him, number one on the list every year, he wants clean kitchen counters. So if I want to show him I love him, all I got to do is clean the kitchen counters. And I know it's going to be something that he's going to receive as a love
gesture. As love.
It's going to work for him. For me, it's, you know, bow, chicka, bow, bow. Like, just,
really?
Know.
Right there on the, it's dirty,
wait,
real
wait,
dirty
whoa,
those
whoa,
counters
whoa,
up.
Hold the phone. You're
right.
Saying that number one on his list was clean kitchen countertops and number one on your list was sex?
No,
absolutely.
No.
Absolutely, every year.
What?
Every year for 27 years, that's number one on the list.
Oh, be
wow,
darned.
Kimberly.
Jeremy, you didn't understand what
no,
she was
I
saying?
No, I thought that the clean counters the got him in the mood.
No.
No.
I misunderstood.
She wants to get him in the mood. It just shows him love.
Okay.
He can show me love by having sex with me.
Okay. All right. Well, good for you, Kimberly. That's how you got those 5 kiddos.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
You ever done it on the countertops? Have you done it on the countertops?
Oh, yes.
No, it's not as fun on there as you think it is. So
listen, I will agree with you on that.
That's pretty good.
That is one of those cases where motion pictures make it sexier than it is. The whole countertop,
absolutely,
kitchen table, floor, shower, that's Hollywood talking.
Hurt your back.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Kimberly, you kind of made our day.
I'm going about it the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day, okay?
You too, boys.
See you later.
Right.
Wow.
I know you'll have a fun
that?
Evening.
How about that?
We've gotten some hilarious text messages, too. However, I do want to give some equal time to Mary from Denver, who wrote in and said that she disagrees with us. She goes, your wife should always be treated as a queen. To which my response was, Marie Antoinette was queen, and they cut her damn head off. So.
Oh, my God. What?
Just trying to be funny.
What?
Look it up. It's in the history books.
I know. Yeah, Google it, guys.
Some of you guys need to put your names on here so that we know who you are.
Harmony says my kids are making faces right now, probably over that last call.
What kind of faces?
Like, ew.
From 1722, how can you be engaged to someone that you aren't able to talk about your problems with? Well, that happens all the time.
People are afraid to talk to each other.
And this is also 1722, put your name on your text. This is also that situation where he's putting her in a position.
Yep.
Right? We were talking about that emotional energy. He's putting her in a spot where now if this is getting on her nerves, to say something makes her the bad guy.
Yeah, because it'll just cause an argument. What, you don't like what I'm doing for you? This is for you. I'm trying to make you feel special. Oh, God. There's a lot coming in. That guy would drive me crazy. Surely.
Ravi says maybe inside her mind she's afraid of returning the similar romantic fun either by obligation or being asked. That's again, Ravi, that's what we're talking about, that emotional.
Yeah, this guy needs to ease up now, I think. Maybe, you know, pare it back to maybe a couple times a week and then maybe once a week and then start doing that once a month thing, I think, because you're going to burn it out, man. On his end and her end. She's going to be burned out on this. Absolutely.
It's
going
to actually end up, it starts as what's supposed to be a beautiful thing.
It's just a cutesy thing.
And it's
going to
end up being something that is a source of tension.
It's a new love cutesy thing, and it'll just eventually wear off. So I think Monique just needs to hang tight for a little bit. It'll eventually stop. In real life, will kick
in. She could even, in a sweet way, say, you know what, I love that you're doing this, but you don't have to do it every day.
You don't. And then just
it'll come around to the
once a year of Valentine's Day.
Right. And you know what? If she says something to, because a lot of people are writing in about, oh, where's their communication skills? If she said, you know, honey, I love this, but it, you know, you can back off just a little bit.
You don't need to do this.
And I will love you just as much. It's possible then in his mind, he, after 2 months, is saying, crap, what have I gotten myself into?
Yes.
And he's looking for validation that he can pull back a little bit.
Thank God, this was getting expensive.
But he doesn't want to be a failure.
Yep. 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 That's a good point. Yep.
I was talking to Jeremy off the air a little while ago, and I said, it's about time that we do the what's a non-traditional thing that you find sexy. And this kind of ties into that. And Amber wrote in, and she goes, the special everyday thing would be tiring. I love it when I come home and my husband has done the dishes and mopped the floor. That's sexy.
You know, I will say I've been with my wife now for 20 years, and I think one of the biggest things that has kept us together and kept the romance and energy alive is the to-do list. And it's not like their caller's to-do list, but actually coming home and leaving lists for each other on things that need to get done, mm-hmm. just to help each other out, because then mm-hmm. it's off that other person's mind and they have more mm-hmm. time and energy at the end of the night. I think the to-do list is a massive thing in marriages. It'll save marriages, I guarantee you.
That's a good pro tip.
Just help each other out.
Pro tip.
That's romantic.
All right, there we go.
We're done here.
We're done. We put this
I'm
back.
Sick of these two. These two lovebirds.
I would say only 5% of the text messages said, oh, I think it's sweet. 95% said it's too much.
It is too much.
And you know what? Ooh. And it's also possible, the last word on this will be, that we could have helped some relationships because there could be people who were thinking about doing something like this, and we have just set them straight.
Throw the brakes on that mess. Don't do it.
Don't overdo it.
Once a month, tops.
You can overdo your love.